But in a nursing hut, in a mess like a nursing hut, and you can imagine there could be 15, 20 of you. It all depends.
And in your Nissan hut, would have been about, in your Nissan hut, there would have been about 20.
Oh yeah, that's a good have been.
What was that like sharing with so many people, day in, day out?
Different.
Obviously, with maybe with people with different shifts coming in.
Yeah. Well, I must admit that girls who were cooks and stewards and things like that, who worked on different shifts, they would most probably be all together. In, you know, a different hut. Oh, and I didn't, before I got demobbed, I went on what they called an EVT course. And that was called Educational and Vocational Training to get you ready to go into civilian life. And we went up to somewhere near Yeovilton in Somerset. The name of the place. Well, I think I went up there for a week or 2 weeks, I can't remember, just to do more shorthand and typing and stuff like that to get you ready to go into the normal world again.
So what
didn't enjoy very much, really.
What was your hut like? What can you remember about it?
Listen hut, don't you know what a listen hut looks like? No.
Could you describe it?
You don't know what a listen hut looks like. Well, a listen hut it was that shape.
Sort of curved.
Curved over. And quite long. And they had a stove in the middle with a chimney up through it. And I suppose, I don't know, it was a coal or a coke stove or whatever it was, but it was, we had a bucket by it. It was up to you to keep it going, to keep warm. That was the main thing. And then we had bunk beds. Everywhere we went, we had bunk beds. We didn't, the friends didn't sleep in hammocks. Well, I didn't anyway. And that's all there was in there. And as I say, the inevitable chest of drawers.